Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Robert sent me an interesting story out of the CBC, but it's interesting because it happened in America but made headlines elsewhere. An Iowa man who stole election signs, which I talked about last week, went on to steal the newspapers that reported it. Sometimes you wish you could make the news go away, but you can't. Dickinson County News reporter describes the thefts as just bizarre and one of our more popular stories. So it's good for news in a roundabout way. An Iowa businessman was initially charged with stealing an election sign, and the local newspaper wrote up a story on that that included three sentences on the third page of a small town newspaper. But then his strange attempt to cover it up made national headlines. So the man's name is Peter DeJager. Peter DeJager. Last name is D-E space Y-A-G-E-R. Kind of like Chuck Yeager, but spelled differently. And no Chuck. But Peter DeJager's name appeared in the September 2nd edition of the Dickinson County News as part of a small roundup of local crimes after he was caught taking a Joe Biden sign from someone's yard, a charge he later pleaded guilty to. That's Peter DeJager pleading guilty to that crime. That same morning, the newspaper learned that copies of its late edition had gone suspiciously missing at stores throughout the region. Our editorial decision at that point was just to treat the lawn sign theft like any other small crime, to which Peter DeJager had pled guilty to. But then when the newspapers started disappearing, well, then it's kind of a stranger issue. Seth Boyes told As It Happens. He is the Dickinson County News staff writer who wrote the first story about Peter DeJager. I suppose one of those cases in which the severity of the crime isn't what makes it news. It's the bizarre nature of the crime that made it news. DeJager, comma Peter, has pleaded guilty to theft and trespassing for swiping about $20 worth of the newspapers from a Jiffy gas station in Spirit Lake, Iowa, and has reportedly paid back two other convenience stores for the papers he took from them. Peter DeJager did not respond to requests for comment from As It Happens or Dickinson County News. Boyes says the story first started to unravel when a local delivery driver who drops off mail to the newspaper office every day asked for a copy of that day's paper, something he'd never done before. He told us that there were no papers anywhere along his route that day, and he also happened to mention that there was one location that told him they had some footage of a guy stealing all the papers on their security cameras. So from that point, I started making some calls. The reporter called up all the places where the Dickinson County News is sold and discovered five locations had had their copies stolen. Several of those had security footage of a man walking out with them. The weird part is you can buy the papers. They're not that expensive. And they've gone up in price. But you'll recall a couple months ago, I did a story about in Michigan where the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled that if they start working on your car, they finish working on your car. And so you can't sue them if they don't complete the job because by starting it, they've completed it. And I pointed out how idiotic that ruling was. And Neil Rubin wrote an article about me in the Detroit News. And I went by a couple gas stations about every copy they had. They didn't have that many copies. That's why I went to another station and bought more. But it's just money. Just money, people. Boyes said he immediately had a hunch who the man might be, suspecting it might be Peter DeJager. I got to thinking about why anyone would want to take all the papers, and it did occur to me that we'd run that police blotter, what we call the sirens column. He said it was kind of a long shot, but, you know, maybe it was. So when he interviewed the first store owner who had security footage, he brought photos of Pete DeJager with him. I showed it to the owner, and she said, well, yeah, that looks like him, but he was wearing a mask, but it sure looks like him. Nowadays, you can wear a mask and get away with it. Well, Boyes says he understands Peter DeJager's motivation. He said the crime is just bizarre. The paper is not only available online, but subscribers get the paper directly mailed to the residents. So stealing papers out of the racks is going to have an effect, but not as large as an effect as you might think. One store, which is a Jiffy station, opted to press charges against Peter DeJager. Others decided against it. Tracy They, general manager of the Okoboji Come and Go, told the Dickinson County News that she recognized DeJager from the security footage and knew him by name as a regular customer and a friendly one. So Peter DeJager is apparently a friendly guy. Instead of calling police, she waited for him to return to the store and confronted him. At first, she says he denied stealing the papers on purpose, claiming he was confused and thought they were free and filled with coupons, but he later returned, confessed, and paid for the stolen copies. Two other shops told Dickinson County News that DeJager had also paid them back. We went around to various convenience stores, and some of them opted not to press charges if he agreed to come in and pay for the papers. That's Spirit Lake Police Lieutenant Darren Deers telling the paper about Peter DeJager. The irony, says Boys, is that the initial story about the election sign theft by Peter DeJager was just three sentences long, tucked away in a police blotter on page 3. But the story of the missing papers was front page news. It's making waves in the community for sure. It's probably one of our more popular stories in recent times. And other papers have picked up on this, as has Steve Leto at Leto's Law. That's my editorializing there. Some national level correspondents and commentators and reporters have also become aware of it. My publisher just told me today that someone associated with the Washington Post saw it and subscribed to our paper just today. So it's catching quite a lot of attention. And that Leto's Law guy, he's talking about it. Because Peter DeJager has got him, put himself in the news. Peter DeJager. Peter D-E space Jaeger. Y-A-G-E-R. I think Chuck Jaeger has an extra E in there. I think he does. But it reminds me of the story. If you've ever seen the movie Absence of Malice, Paul Newman, Sally Field. Wonderful, wonderful movie. One of my favorite movies involving the legal system on some level. And I'm not going to go into the whole movie and what it's all about, but there's a scene in there where somebody has something written about them in the newspaper that they had no control over. And it's actually in the movie a very, very emotional scene because this woman walks out of her house and picks up the newspaper and sees that she is in the paper. And then she looks down the street and sees the newspapers on the front lawns of all of her neighbors. And she has that thought that these people are going to be reading about me. And she goes and starts picking up the newspapers. And the scene then cuts to something else. So I'm sure that's what Peter DeJager was thinking when he went around and was picking up newspapers. The problem is, they say that you should never pick a fight with someone who buys their ink by the barrel. That's not quite the exact same situation here, except that how many newspapers are out there? And how many can you keep from being read by grabbing a couple stacks of them? So, this all started with the theft of a yard sign. I did a video saying don't steal yard signs. The theft of the yard sign was a problem. Shouldn't have done that. Shows up in the paper? Eh, it's a price you pay. But going out and stealing the newspapers is going to create more news. And you know how these things are. That, you know how many yard signs get stolen? It happens a lot. That's why I did the video. I thought, well, this is something that I got to talk about because it happens every single election cycle. That's not that big of a news story. That's why it's on page 3 with 3 sentences. It probably gave the name Peter DeJager like once, if that. I'm assuming he had to be in there once, otherwise he wouldn't be upset. Would it be in there twice? 3 times? Highly doubtful. Most likely, it was Peter DeJager was found responsible after he pled guilty to stealing a yard sign. A yard sign. I don't know what Peter DeJager was trying to do there. So people wouldn't know he pleaded guilty to something? Or he doesn't want them to know his political affiliation or something? But, you know, Beretta had a famous saying. I'm not even going to repeat it because everyone knows it. But you go out and steal the yard sign, things might happen to you. What happened to you looks like that's what should have happened to you, Peter DeJager. So going out and stealing the newspapers compounds it. And I have a sneaky feeling, I could be wrong in this, but I don't think so. I have a sneaky feeling that if you actually wanted to look at the two allegations, you're alleged to have taken a yard sign that you weren't allowed to, and you're alleged to have gone into several retailers and stolen a bunch of newspapers. I suspect that the series of wrongs involving the retailers is more serious than the single yard sign theft. So that's a lesson for Peter DeJager. Peter DeJager of Iowa. So I'm Fascinated by the story. It made international headlines because the story I just read to you is from the CBC. Robert sent it to me. Thank you very much. Start questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Peter Yeager.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while.